WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There's a new kind of radio personality who's become popular by insulting and outraging listeners. Our critic at large, Laurie Stone, has just seen Eric Bogosian's new play, Talk Radio, about such a character.
Howard Stern is probably the most famous shock jock around these days, but there are guys just like him everywhere in the country. I mean guys. Shock jocks are male. They think aggression is virile, brave, and subversive. Lots of people listen to them. Lots of people also drink themselves to death. A Stern-type shock jock named Barry Champlain is the central character in Talk Radio, which recently opened at the Public Theater in New York. Eric Bogosian, who's been a performance artist for years, wrote and stars in the play. In his solo work, Bogosian plays druggy rockers and urban barnacles. They're high and hysterical, and Barry is definitely kin. But he's Bogosian's fullest portrait, and Talk Radio draws a graphic, gripping picture of the call-in scene. Barry's show, Night Talk, which broadcasts out of Cleveland, has just gone national. The sponsors are listening, and Barry is even more wired than usual. A caller says six words, and Barry jabs, "You're boring," and breaks the connection. The next caller uses the term third world, and Barry hammers him for a definition, tripping him up with irrelevancies and finally pulling the plug on him, too. A man who likes his cat is told, "Stop hanging around with pussy, go find some." And when a pregnant 15-year-old starts to cry, Barry spits, "You like the feel of sex? You better like the feel of being pregnant. You seduced old Stan, and now you want people to feel sorry for you?" Some of Barry's lashings are so extreme they're funny. He tells a peace activist, "Nuclear war may be the best thing that ever happened to this country. It will wake some people up." And he enjoys baiting hate mongers as much as any other prey. He tells an anti-Semite a maudlin, obviously bogus tale about going to Dachau and finding a child's Jewish star, and he taunts a man for beating his kids. When this caller threatens to kill him, fear flickers across Barry's features. But mostly he's hard. He has no vision or politics. He's committed to promoting his ego and flashing rage. When he pulls the plug on callers, it's like committing a little murder, and as the evening wears on, he gets more and more sadistic. He boasts, "This decadent country needs my voice," and we see he really believes it. He's also forced to acknowledge that his audience is mainly desperate, lonely, and marginal. These are the people who respond to him, and as he recognizes his own smallness in them, he goes wild. He does the same thing every night. He hates himself, he spews poison, and he learns nothing. Bogosian's psychological portrait is astute. His performance is keen. With his rubbery face and curly mop of hair, he looks like a Marx brother on a bad trip. Soon, Bogosian will have a national audience. In August, PBS will broadcast one of his pieces, Funhouse, and in November, HBO will air a new work, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. But there's a problem with talk radio, as with other writing by Bogosian and much performance art in general. It's pretentious. It asks us to accept as social commentary merely a representation of reality. Bogosian sets up shock radio as a symbol of, drumroll, our times. I don't buy it. Shock radio is only a part of our times, and it's a moot question whether bigotry is on the rise or whether it is being expressed more openly. Saying the culture is diseased is a fix of pseudo-consciousness. All it does is let people clear their palates of discontent so they can consume more self-pity.
Laurie Stone reviewed Talk Radio. She's a New York-based writer and critic and is a contributor to The Village Voice.